In Jesus' name. Join me in 15 minutes. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I will have you to know as we started that fundamentally Satan has not the power that you give to him. Reduce a little. Now, the powers that men give to Satan, he doesn't have such power. And that is why it is not possible for us to enter into the dimensions of the expression of the authority that is accorded to us in our identification with what Jesus did, except for the fact that we come into a measure of truth and revelation. It is there that we understand how much Satan has been defeated. As I used to say, how many of you, when you were young, you used to be a bully? You were a bully. Raise your hand. I know you people. Yes. You know, a bully doesn't like to pass where he has been beaten before. Because your power is in the fact that people think you are impregnable. You are stronger than... If a season comes and the elder brother of the person you are beating now beats you in front of your classmates, are you getting the point? The issue now is not about the defeat. The issue now is about the manner of defeat. Are you getting the point? Now, Satan was defeated in such a way that every single person knew how, where, and the manner of defeat that he suffered. And one of the things that the teachings of the new creation is supposed to communicate to you is how much Satan has been defeated. I mean, the manner of defeat. The Bible was telling us, I think, in the book of Colossians, it said, Jesus, having spoiled all principalities. Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
You better be with me. Having spoiled all principalities and powers, he made a public show of them. The question is, where did they do that public show? Jesus has already told you that there was a public show that was made of principalities and powers. Were you there? That means, are you getting the point? But it happened. And it happened in the open. When we say public, it means in the open, that everybody saw it. It means that for you to enforce what happened on that day, you must somehow see that public movie. It was movie. You know, when we are small, there is what we call movie evangelism. How many of you saw movie evangelism when you were small? Yes. In that movie evangelism, the movies that we watch in the house, it is no more enough that the movie took place, that you have it. The power of such movies is that such program is that it is broadcasted on the road. Are you getting the point? It is such a matter that even passers-by were able to see what happened. Now, it is such a matter, the defeat of Satan is such a matter that passers-by, you know what is passers-by?
Yes.
Passers-by are people that are not even serious with God. And then something want to happen, they will say, Satan, I bind you in Jesus. And guess what will happen? That defeat that Satan suffered can be enforced even by passers-by. How much more men that are rooted in the covenant and following the word of God? You will now see that the challenge is not a matter of whether Satan has been defeated, but whether we have entered into the reality and revelation of the truth of that event. Now, I need to tell you, in our mentorship class one time, I was teaching them on the matter of spiritual facts. Spiritual facts are events that indeed happened in the realm of the spirit. Are you getting the point? And I taught them that the source and authentication of facts that are spiritual are the things that we see in the scripture. You know what is? Who is a lawyer or you are related to anything legal here? Raise your hand. Your father. Good. You know what is fact? We base evidence on what? Fact. Are you getting the point? Now, I need you to know that what Satan responds to... Now, listen. When we contend with Satan, the strength of our engagement is not necessarily in the force that we have. Are you with me? It is more about the authority that we have. And what is authority? Authority is something obeying because there is a legal and constitutional basis for that obedience. So you see, let me give you an example of an authority. You know now that If you carry a gun and you are staying on that street now, huh? And a car is passing, you tell the car to stop. If the car check and you are not a policeman, are you hearing what I'm saying? If the person has the mind, huh? He can run over you. If it's these big vehicles, I have seen it. How many of you have seen it? Police people can stand in front of small vehicle and be doing gun like this. But if it's big vehicle, they will come to the side. How many of you have seen it? Because even if you shoot them, you are in trouble too. Because that big vehicle, I don't want to be small vehicle. There is nothing good about being small. So, when a man with gun stands, it is called power. But do you know another policeman can stand there with just baton and will stop you, you will stop. Do you know why? It is not because he has more power than you. Are you getting the point? It is because the constitution and the power of the Nigerian assembly is backing that man that is standing on the street. So when he raises his hand, it's like the whole Nigeria is telling you to what? Stop. So you are not stopping because of the one man that is standing there. You are stopping because of all the complex legalities that is backing his present representation. So he's not standing on his behalf. He's standing on behalf of a man. The day you disobey him, the whole Nigeria will come for you. Are you getting the point? Are you not seeing it? Meanwhile, I need you to know too that you need power. The reason why you need power is that there are people that are called, they are called criminals. And I need you to know that demons are criminals. And that is why somebody cannot just come and say that Jesus has said it is in the Bible is done. No, there are criminals. And these people are criminals because they intentionally disobey the law. And if you stand on their behalf, they can even wound you or injure you or shoot you. Are you getting the point? These men don't care about what the law said. That means you have to have superior firepower to compel them to obey the dictates of spiritual authority. In this context, we are talking about spiritual warfare. Are you getting the point? So, I told you guys last time that there are three things that happen, and in those three instances, we are included, four instances, we are included and identified with the possibilities that made Christ Jesus whom he is. And the Bible told us in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 that he seated above, far above principalities and powers, names, dominions, the names that are about to be named. And now, you know, sometimes I tell you people that men have names in the spirit, and you say, ah, is this guy trying to say he's like name of Jesus? No, you are missing the point. There are demons and principalities that have names that even heaven know that they have name. If time will permit me, I will begin to show you many in the scripture that God identified with their names. Have you not read it? Have you not heard about Moloch? Huh? It's in your Bible. You have not heard of Moloch. The Moloch you heard, maybe it's in a movie, but it's in your Bible. Many of those people acting movie don't know anything. They are just twisting Bible. Because the Bible is the only authentic history book that you can reckon with. And after many years, the story you told can still stand. Listen. Have you not heard of Leviathan? These are heavy demon spirits that have names, that including the Bible recognize their names. It's in vain you come and say they are not there. Because the Bible told us in the book of Jude that when Michael came to rescue the body of Moses, that he did not come and raise really an accusation against Satan. That what he said is, the Lord what? Rebuked thee. It means that even Michael recognizes the fact that there are thrones and dominions that is operating in heavenly places. And you have to understand the courtesies and protocols of spiritual warfare for you to properly engage. Are you getting the point? So he knew I will show you seven arsenals, seven equipments for spiritual warfare. He knew the one to engage at that moment, because the contention is with a being that is technically ahead of him. If it's me and you, are you getting the point? If it's, should I go here? Many angels that function on behalf of God, they receive authority to do what they are doing. So it is not because of how powerful they are. If it's one-on-one power, okay, You have heard of Gabriel and the prince of what? Persia. It doesn't matter that God is the one that sent Gabriel. The prince of Persia, what? Resisted him. Because as far as he's concerned, this is an angel that I can contend with. I don't want to tell you about fallen beings. I'm falling. Oh my God. Have you read the book of Revelation? The Bible says some of those demons that operated in the time of Noah that made God remove the world, that some of them are in chains. So read your Revelation. The Bible says God intentionally put some of them in chain, because if they operate on earth, that means the world will be wrapped up in 50 days. The world did not become bad on its own. It became bad because of spirits that invaded the earth. That's why we need to war. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
I told you people when I started that good and evil is fundamentally a personality. It is something that issues from a person. The world becomes more evil. When we say the world is getting more evil, it means that demon spirits, principal spirits that cause evil, have riddled the earth. And I don't have time to show you. It will increase. Oh, and part of the reason why it will increase is because men are in search of the supernatural. They are in search of power and they are in search of influence. And I need to tell you that many of these demon spirits and heavy... Are you sleeping? I will chase you out of my class. Stand up. Some of these, are you getting what I'm saying? Some of these demon spirits have the capacity to bestow these capacities on men. Is it not true?
Yes.
Matthew chapter 4. The Satan told Jesus and said, bow down to me and I will give you the glories of what? This world. So men that have journeyed in the spirit know that there are certain principalities, spirit that operate in the realm of influence, that have the capacity to bestow men with influence, power, money. My father told me many years ago that at some point in it, are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
At some point in his ministry in mid-90s, the spirit of the water rose up and met him. He said, the spirit has come 2 times. You know, for everybody that has genuine prophetic, you will encounter that spirit. Because the prophetic is almost always connected with finance. Are you getting the point? So what they will do, if you don't partner with them, they will remove finance from you. Or they will fight your finance. Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point? Yes. So the spirit told my father that if now my father's gift, genuine, calling genuine, but a spirit has met him, and what the spirit is demanding is not much. What the spirit is demanding is partnership. Not for you to drop the name of your ministry or what you are doing or preaching people go to hellfire. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm teaching you spiritual dynamics. 2 times the spirit rose from. He told us that that spirit in water, that he has seen that spirit, came and met him twice and said, can we partner? Can your ministry and calling be corrupted? That's all we need. We don't need it to be taken away. We need it to be what? So that every man that drinks from your fountain will drink a corrupted fountain. Let me stop here. Because there is something your mind is telling you, and that's not what I'm saying. Amen?
Amen.
No. That's not. I'm just trying to grant you spiritual what? Intelligence. And there are people like that function that way. Ministers that were genuine, suddenly they encountered the heavy spirit. And when they encountered the spirit told them, just sleep with me. When you sleep with me, I will grant you influence. Your ministry will not stop. In fact, the way you are preaching will not stop. In fact, people will still be falling on the ground, but your gift and grace, your anointing has been corrupted. If people don't realize that anointing will be corrupted, then there is a problem. Because Jesus said that there are many that will do signs, do miracles, and that last day I will say, I don't what?
Know you.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
2 times the spirit came. 2 times. 2 times. Many times there are certain levels, layers of spirit that will not come and encounter you that way if you don't have a very high and unique destiny. Because they have seen the powers that God granted to your ordination. And they know they can't stop you entirely, but they want to benefit in the profit. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
What Satan wants is when profit is coming, God will take 50. He will take 50. He knew. He has already known that there is no way. If he tries to remove you, that he can't make you to stop. You have preached. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
The way you are now, you can't say, I'm no more born. You can't stop this anymore. So he said, since we can't stop this man, can we gain profit? So he will invest. So after me, investment. And then profit. I didn't hear you. So after me, investment. Then what?
Profit.
If I, what? Investment. And then what? Profit. Yes. So Satan will invest. He will invest something in your life. And then profit will start coming. Some of them, once they sleep with that demon spirit, they will start corrupting their generation with the spirit of immorality. Things can happen for people, but when they lay hands on your head, you struggle with immorality all your life. Young men of God that God called, genuine call, they cannot trace what is wrong with their life anymore. It is because somebody laid hands on you. And things began. If that person has made a pact with Satan, and you as a person can never go to Satan, but you are in search of an impartation, and you collected one. Huh? There are many young pastors, they are suffering from impartations. Their problem is impartation, lack of pure streams. So when they come to our meeting, what we are doing first of all is deliverance. To deliver you from... Have you seen somebody that went to swim? Huh? You went to swim and then you don't know how to swim and water. That water, some of them poo-poo inside, all of them entered your mouth. When you come to our meeting, we don't serve you fresh water. It is wrong for you to start serving somebody fresh water. What you do is bring his stomach like this and do what? And remove those garbage you drank. Hey! Some people need serious help. And guess what? Many of them continued with ministry, hoping that just because you are continuing, things will change. It is the fountain that is corrupted, not the tributary. So you cannot remove water and it will change. We need to go to the fountain and remove the source of corruption for the fountain to begin to flow properly. Are you getting what I'm saying? Reduce a little. Now, the Bible made us to understand that the prince of Persia had the capacity to contend with the angel that is of God. I thought just because he's an angel, no demon should contend with him. That is what you don't understand. That Jesus, the Son of God, was in a boat and he was crossing to over another side. And the Bible says Satan raised a storm to see if he can drown Jesus. Are you now seeing the point? If Satan can make that attempt on the life of Jesus, then who are you? I thought Jesus would just continue sleeping and then cross over. The Bible says he rose up and what? Rebuke the wind. If you don't contend, Satan will drown you. You will die. Another person will continue your calling. If you come to heaven, they will abalo red. Even Igbo, they will put red carpet for you. And they will say, holy, oh, I will not die before my time. I have long to stay on this earth yet. I will not die by accident. I will not die by sickness. I will not die by anything, by bomb, by bullet. I will not die. What are the ways that people die? I will not die by poison. I will not die by... That one is impossible. How now? I know why I even mentioned that one. That one, no follow. I will not die. You will not die before your time in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody in your family will die before his time in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The prince of Persia rose until a higher ranking angel appeared. And then the prince of Persia lose what he's holding. That is why there are certain, when we pray like this, incense is generated. And then what happens is a certain angels that don't normally come. Just like there are certain, as I told you people, that there are certain demonic principalities and powers, wicked spirits that don't normally come. But they can come when men begin to seek influence. There are certain angels that don't normally come, but they will come when men begin to seek revival. It's in the Bible. I will show you over time. Have you noticed that after every election, that violence increases in Nigeria? Both in states, both in federal. Have you bothered to ask why? Because the people that enter power make pacts with demon spirits. And the agreement is that take your path with violence. So they invite spirits that don't know any language but to slaughter. So when the spirits have given them advantage in politics, even if you call 100 police, they cannot make the place to be secure because of how deep men went to make agreement with demons and powers so that they will grant them advantage in power. Are you getting the point? They vow that in all my tenure, just be collecting 100 people every week. Be collecting what? 100 people every week. 100 people. There is nothing you do that will change it. Even if you use police to surround the train from Kaduna to Abuja, they will still hijack it. Because, are you getting the point? Terrible sacrifices were made for years. Have you not noticed? People don't come out for politics. And when you are through, you now enter power to come and govern such a nation or such a state. And you have not cooked yourself. You will just go there as a pastor and come out as an occultic man. Because it's a battle of thrones. Are you getting the point?
Yes,
it's in vain we send people to business, workplace, politics, without training them on warfare. Just because you are doing well is enough reason for warfare. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are warfares that face you because you want to break out, and there are warfares that come because you are doing well. David did not face any Philistine warfare until he was anointed. The anointing brought his warfare. You don't know. There is an anointing that will come upon a man's life. It will bring warfare. So if you don't know how to war, you will be swallowed. So the more God is increasing, you sense that God is in, you have to buckle up for warfare. That is the way to survive. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
The prince of Persia. It means that Persia is a country, but there is a prince behind it. Are you getting the point? Persia has a president. But you are seeing a physical man that is a president, and the Bible is telling you that the real person ruling is a prince. Are you getting the point? When you meet Israel, you can see David as a king. But who is the real David? Is the real David a man? Are you now seeing where I'm going? So many times, there are nations, territories that has been ceded to the enemy. And what is called real revival is taking over that ceded territories from the grip of Satan and darkness and handing it over to God. And many times for that to happen, God must find men. Men that will overthrow, and then men that will sit in the places of authority. Gatekeepers. Watch us in the spirit. Watch us. The day that Samuel lived, the Bible said that the territory of Israel was safe and was safeguarded because of the anointing that was upon Samuel. May God help us. May God increase our measure in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm trusting God that even if it's not anything, your family. Nobody cannot just come and die and something just come and happen. It means that we have not trapped the authority and anointing enough to save our family. I'm not saying you need to. You are praying normally. But just because you are there, things can happen. They will need to pass through you. If they want to collect you, say you tell them that you are related to me, they leave you. That's what we are talking about. So we understand what Jesus did to Satan. The Bible said that he made a public show of him. Do you watch football? Which club do you support? Man U. He said before Man U, and it's really before. Because what is happening to Man U now? It has to be what? Before. Anybody supporting Man U now must be a patient man. Sometimes a patient man. You, who do you support? Huh? Huh? Chelsea. Why is it that all this, I don't want to say this. If I say this, I will make some enemies. So let me leave it. Hmm? Okay. Why not that will be when I watch Chelsea? They do ready for APY. Hmm? Is there a gentleman Chelsea fan? If you know, come and tell me. There is. Oh, some people are listening to me. My hand, no. They. That's not my calling, I beg. Let me face what God called. My point is this. Okay, let me even use Chelsea so they will be happy. They won Champions League. Listen, when they won the Champions League, what they did on that final is called the victory. But I hope you know that the victory needs to be celebrated. Huh? Do you know how many of you have seen how Champions League victory is celebrated? In London, what they did is that they bring many bosses that some of them double coach. Is it not true? And then these men will stand on it, take the cup up, and then they will be singing and moving small. They are not in a hurry. In case somebody sat and come and say it did not happen, they are still ready to defeat him again. So when sorry, I just heard a voice that is familiar. So when Jesus defeated Satan, the Bible said he made a public show of him. So the defeat happened, but it didn't stop there. They took him. It's the warfare of those days. Now, what happened in hell? You know, I think I've taught what happened in hell. There are up to 7 things that happened when Jesus went there. Do you know? It's in your Bible. The Bible said that Jesus preached to spirits in prison. Have you not heard it? There are things that is in your Bible. Check and see what happened in here. Just take time, read through the New Testament and see what happened. Listen, the scenario between David and Goliath is actually a typical representation of the kind of, because when David defeated, this is the way that warfare takes place. My camp will not fight. Your camp will not fight. We will just bring what? A representative. Are you getting the point? Whoever wins, if they win you, your people will serve me. If you win me, my people will what? Serve you. That's the way it happens. Are you getting the point? So when Jesus defeated Satan, all of hell became subject. The problem is that Satan doesn't want you to know that story. That is hell's most guarded secret. Hell's most guarded secret is what happened to Satan, what Jesus did to him. The day you remind him what Jesus did to him, he will become afraid. I'm telling you, this story I'm telling now is enough to set you free. Anytime I tell this story, something heavy happens to people. If there is one revelation I know till I die, is this matter. What Jesus did to Satan in hell, that is the understanding that made me a warrior. Are you getting the point? What Jesus did, Omeri Abancha. Isiabobu. Duka Duka. When he finished, it's not enough that Jesus terribly dealt. When you are through with that warfare, you will strip naked. The word spoil, disarm. Read that place. Say what? Disarm them. It means to strip naked. One of the worst things to do to a warrior is to strip him naked. Have you noticed that when they go for war, have you watched American movies? They kill the soldier, they will quickly drag
and take their cups. Have you noticed? They don't leave their body behind. But when they defeated Satan, they stripped him naked. He was walking. You know what is? He was naked, and he was naked in his caban. In his, if he's in heaven or so, no, he's in hell. They went and defeated Satan. When Jesus rose up, he said, "All power."
To me,
said of things where
in heaven,
of things where
on earth,
and even where you don't know what you have. Bring out your hand, bring out your hand, pray in tongues for 1 minute.
There is something you are carrying in this your hand, my friend. It's in your hand, it's in your mouth. And it's in your mouth.
Sometimes speak to your, sometimes speak to yourself. I'm carrying something in my hands.
Something in my mouth.
In Jesus. Mighty. Satan doesn't want you to know that. Just like every bully that he is, many times when you come, you do, oh, but you tell him, "I know you. Jesus have defeated you." Sometimes he will come and be twisting your hand. Don't give in. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes he will try to walk on your mind. Don't give in. Keep telling him, "I know, I know." Sometimes if he wants to speak too loud, speak in loud tongues.
Yes.
The reason why you need to speak in loud tongues is to drown that voice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Drown the voice. Come and tell you in the morning. When you finish selling the market and you went back, you didn't sell well. I said, "I'll buy them gun." Then we ate the loan. Oh, you said, "Nan, now, man, nan, no, yeah. Nan, no, yeah, yeah. Cow, they don't have the ancestor. You don't have connection to the ancestor. I have only one lineage, Christ. Don't have another one. What grandfathers, grandma, whatever they are doing. Even if it's real, I'm not connected to it. I have been disconnected. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They will tell you, "I told you now that there is something. You have to go and menu Anna." What? If you ever believe that thing, that is what bound you, not Satan. What bound you is what you heard and believed, not Satan. Satan don't have that power. I say he doesn't have that power. He doesn't. Nobody gave him. He doesn't have that power. Hey. Over the man that is carrying Christ, he will come and tell you that you will not make it in life, and you believe. Where did he get the story from? Tell him he didn't come to news. It seems as if Satan didn't know when they gave news. The news was on in here. And they said that he was defeated. They paraded him naked and he's coming to deceive you. It's only you that he will see and he will have power. Today, I collect back everything, the power that I gave Satan by ignorance. I collect it back. All the areas that I agreed with him, I reject it. I collect it back. Collect it back. In Jesus' name, listen. One day Satan met me. And then suddenly I saw one thing grow in my body, another thing grow. He told me, chicken pox. I said, can you shut up your mouth? Come get up from here. The way I used to talk to Satan, he doesn't like me. If you're the one, you say, Satan, I bind you. You know, I reject you. I reject me. You are who? How do you talk to a dog? In discussional tone. Like you are kicking, come out from here. That's how you talk to Satan. If you continue with this discussional tune, he will not leave you. You don't know that guy. He won't leave you. He'll be hoping. Have you seen some of these guys that if they chase ladies, you tell them no, they think your no is yes. And they will continue. That's how Satan works. He's still thinking your no is still yes. And that's why he's coming. You have to show him your no is no. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They made a public show of him in hell. My voice reduced too much. Are you the one doing it or Satan doing it? They paraded him. I told you of a story. There is a young man that is selling drink up there. One day they caught him that he homosexual and disgraced. They carried him naked. Everything he naked in and on, you know. And you, many of you, were here now, bro. You were here now, and they took the guy and passed. Have you seen the guy since then? Because they paraded him naked. I heard that's not the first time that he was caught, but he was never paraded naked. But after you parade a man naked, he will not come again. Because it's not about the fact. Are you getting where I'm going now? To parade a man naked is what happened in hell. It's if Jesus defeated him and it was a secret thing, then we will not be privy to that kind of victory. But his victory was made a public. It was an announcement. Have you heard of public service? Public what? What did they? Public what? Public service announcement. Everybody need to know. When Jesus defeated him in hell, they brought microphone and they are shouting everywhere for whoever cares to know. Satan has been defeated. Satan has been defeated. When he rose up, it was the apostles that preached it the first time. They said even death could not hold him captive. My Jesus is not dead. He's not in. He's not. I can't be bound. Die! Fire tekaya! Fire takania!
this is in your armory, that now that this is in your bag, the next thing is that somebody need to learn how to learn how. Somebody needs to learn how to walk. Remember, this teaching is how to sit. And the next thing is how to walk. How to walk means, how do you live so that you will be effective and potent in spiritual warfare? Are you getting the point? I hope you know that there is a way. There is a way you live, irrespective of the fact that unimaginable power is stored within you and unimaginable capacities has been granted you as a result of the fact that you have access to the name. Yet Satan can bind you by yourself. He can bind you by your lifestyle. Are you getting the point? Let me give you an example. Somebody that is being bound by the spirit of pornography, masturbation, all those kind of things, and he still likes some romantic movies and he still watches them. Is that person serious? If you ask him, you say, I don't do anything bad, I've not done anything. But you still watch it. Those things are gateways to your soul. The ear is a gate. The eye is what? Gate to your soul. And once you keep watching those things, anything can happen anytime. All you need is one of those actors to be an agent of darkness. Whether what she did is wrong or not, stop watching some Nigerian movies. Many of those actresses are, I don't want to. What you think is what I'm saying. Are you not seeing it? Are you blind? They are looking like people that have made a pact with the water spirit. And you are watching. They be doing like this. What exactly is interesting in that? Water spirit. You say you are watching Nigerian movie. You are watching. And you are wondering why your home is suffering. After watching that movie for long, your home will never be. There is nobody that gave himself to Nigerian movie that, I don't want to say this. Let me stop. Keep watching. Oh? Keep watching until you start seeing people, keep seeing demon spirit coming in the spirit to come and have sex with you. Keep watching and opening gates to your soul. There is nothing, you did not do wrong, in quotes. All you did is to what? Watch an innocent Nigerian movie. Say after me, innocent. Sometimes the gate that you allow, set the thing you did, you didn't work properly simply because you had the wrong association. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is wrong association, believe it or not. Imagine the way I am. If somebody is connected to me, I hope you know that that person will directly or indirectly be influenced by what I carry. Is it not true? There are people anointed by Satan too. What did I say? I didn't hear you. What did I say? Satan anointed some people too to achieve his agenda. So, when you relate with those kind of people, the anointing will fall on you. You receive impartation. I hope you know. So there is a way you need to walk. The first one is sitting. The second one is walk. Walk means a certain kind of lifestyle that helps you to become effective. Are you getting the point? The last one is stand. Stand means contention. All these things are in the scripture. Show me Ephesians chapter 6. Let's make progress from there. Ephesians chapter 6, quickly. Show me verse 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 or 10.
Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. Uh-huh. 11. Be fast. Okay. Okay. Continue. Sister. There is such a day. In my own opinion, they shouldn't have separated 13 and 14. That's my own opinion. My reverend that trained me those days, he doesn't separate 13 and 14. You know that reverend doesn't. Yes, so he reads the two of them together. If you want to get the meaning, let's read 13 and 14. Let me show you how to read it. Show me 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. That's how it should end. And having done all to stand, what? Stand therefore. You pause, then you continue. Having done all to what? Be able to stand. What do you do? Stand therefore. So what does it mean to stand? Standing, is he like this? Stand. No, you missed it. Show me Psalms chapter 2. Psalms chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a venting? Quickly. I don't have time. The kings of the earth set themselves. That word set, listen. That word set is like stand. You know what is set? Have you seen a football match? These opponents will what? Stand like this. And the other ones will what? Stand. So they set themselves and these people set themselves. So these people are, when you are set, it means that there is contention and there is warfare. That is what it means to stand. The Bible said, having done all that it takes for you to be able to stand against Satan, what do you do? Stand therefore. So stand is to contend. You must know how to sit, you must know how to walk, and you must know how to what? Stand. The reason why I'm running through it and I only measured on sitting is because I have taught on this before. So go and find it in Jesus' name. Now, I want to show you the four levels of demonic oppression. The four levels of contention, demonic contention. Okay, show me quickly now. Show me verse 11. In verse 11, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. 12. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay. Okay, if your Bible is your own, the Bible said, for we wrestle not. Now, I need you to know. Some people said, I'm not in this warfare thing. The Bible called me. Jesus called me to love. We are only love. We love. We no warfare thing. I only declare another. The Bible said, for we wrestle not. They didn't take your permission to include you. Have you not heard the way they fought the civil war? Once you are a young man up to 18, it is called conscription. Say after me, conscription. You are conscripted into the contention just because you are qualified. Anybody that say, Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior, they will put you into warfare. Just because you don't know, does not nullify it. Your ignorance has empowered Satan. Your ignorance and denial is what is empowering Satan over. He's busy afflicting people around you, your life. And because you are saying nothing, you are saying nothing and it is continuing. Are you hearing me? For we wrestle not. There is wrestle, there is warfare. It's just that we don't use flesh and blood. Are you with me? But again, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is telling you that the contentions are not with people. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even though these people can represent the oppressions of demon spirits. He said, but number one, against what? Principalities. Now, let me tell you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I have told you people that there are demons you cast out, there are others you war with. But as long as it's a spirit, it cannot die. So when you say Satan die, demons die. Well, God in his mercy, and those demons understand what you mean. You don't mean that they should die, because even if you said they should die and they want to die, they can't die, because it is not given to them to what? Die. If you read the Bible will tell you what he meant by second death. It's not what you actually thought. Is it not true? When people say death, what they talk about is annihilation. You know what is annihilation? That the thing stopped existing. But God defines death as other things. I can tell you, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I can tell you three things that the Bible defined as death. For example, somebody that is not born again, what does the Bible define it as? Are you getting it? So I don't want to go there now. Now, if this is true, it means that there are spirits. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are, you know, this one is in deliverance. Deliverance is not exactly the same thing as warfare. And that is the distinction I want to quickly make. Are you getting what I'm saying? They look close. In warfare, there is deliverance. But in deliverance, there is not necessarily warfare. Are you getting what I'm saying? Or, so there are people that know how to do deliverance, but they don't know how to do spiritual warfare. So what they are doing is deliverance, and they are calling it warfare. You don't know what is warfare. When you know warfare, are you sure you are with me? You will find out that every advancement you make as a believer is as a result of the fact that Satan lost ground. And what it means for Satan to lose ground is that you compelled him. To compel Satan to lose ground is what we call warfare. Are you getting the point? Somebody is sick. There is sickness that you come and pray, and the person is healed. They are the ones you pray, the person will refuse to be healed. Now, for you to make progress a lot in the ministry of healing, you must see sickness, you must see healing as warfare. Because there are people you pray, it will not work. You will have to, and they will, Satan or your mind will tell you this one, you have to see it as warfare. If you somebody is holding your stuff, you say, give me, and he refuses, will you leave it? Some people will leave it. I will not. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Don't touch my problem. This is my face. Are they my achi? Are they my achi? God gave me this smiling face to cover my brutality in the spirit. If you see me in the spirit, if you see one smile, come back and tell me. I don't smile. I don't have time. There is no time. No time. If you collect my property, I will collect it back and collect your own. You better hear me now. I'm not joking. I have not collected back what Satan took the way he took it. I always collect more. Never. Not for once. If Satan wants to do something to me, by the time I'm through, if what he was trying to take from me is this, I will get 1, 2, 3. And it has always been like that since I can remember. Do you know why? I don't know how to say no. I don't know how to say I'm tired. I don't know. I don't want to hear say, time never reach. Oh. I know why you say this one too hard. The problem is, did God say collect? Did God say it's your own? That's all I want to hear. I know why you say nobody has done it. I know why here. I know why here say it's too hard. Eh? I know why here say your time gone pass. We step back to eternity and reconstruct things in time. Time is subject to eternity. I know one here. Say it don't finish. No, we will start sharing afresh. I know one. How did you start sharing when I have not come? How? For many years, from my university days, I prayed this prayer for more than 7 years. I told God, I don't know when your revival will come, but I know I will be in the middle. For 7 years, I was praying this prayer. How now? How will you now share the bread and remove my mouth? How? When are you seeing? I wish you can see my heart now. How will you labor? And then when your ancestors say, I don't even want to hear what Satan is saying. He has never said anything good. And Satan will come and tell you, what you deserve is 10, but it's only 5 remaining. Collect, manage 5. Meanwhile, where God kept you is 10. He now gave you 5. Holy Ghost! I know one here. There is a way things will be happening. They will now tell you, say, Nachineka, but things are moving well. Just take it like it's okay. Don't push too much. Don't take it too much. I know one here. You are doing well now. You know things are moving the way your ministry is moving. Hey, young man like you, hey, how did you come here? I know one. Yeah. All I want to hear is, what did God say? That's what you need to hear, and that is what is contention, that is what is warfare. When you insist on what God said for your life, you will see demons rise to contend it. The reason why you are not seeing warfare is because you have not insisted on many things that God spoke about your life. You are just going. The day you insist on seeing your destiny manifest in its season, in the 1 million years, it be your first motor. Your teeth has finished and they gave, God forbid. If God will satisfy you early, you need to know the way of warfare. So number one, but against number one, say after me, principalities. Now I need to tell you something. As I was saying, there are spirits you cast out, but if it is war, our war is not necessarily against, listen, I'm using specific war. Huh? Demons are called disembodied spirits, and that will mean that their greatest need is a body. Are you getting the point? And that is why they are always looking for whom to possess or where to live. More importantly, the reward is not really possess. The reward is where to live. Are you getting the point? Because when you say that somebody is demon possessed, what do you actually mean? Huh? When you say possess, it means that the person has lost control to a demon. But even the most mad person, do you know that mad people still know how to eat? Satan is not totally in charge. If mad, very crazily mad people can still what? Eat. That means that Satan has not possessed.
It means that there is still a measure in that person that is still not totally controlled by what? Satan. God did not create man to be totally controlled, no matter how many demons are there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, but there are spirits that, demonic spirits that don't need body. And that is what I need you to understand. This teaching I'm giving you now is very important. Maybe in the next class, I will give you details. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are demon spirits that don't need body. There are entities that are fully represented. In fact, some of them have their thrones. They have where they are sitting to govern. And these kind of spirits have demons serving them that is under their command. Are you getting the point? Now, I will stop where the Bible stopped. But you remember that the Bible said that when Satan fell, he fell with how many angels left with him? Where are they? I want to ask you, where are they? Huh? They are where? You said hell. Okay. Let me leave you. Many of them are on earth. Many of them are what some churches worship, some religions worship and call it God. Many of them is what your village worship. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God helping us, maybe tomorrow we look, I will just go into details. Have you not read the Bible that Ephesians said that Diana fell from heaven? Is it not in your own Bible? Where did Diana fall from? Heaven. Is in your own Bible. That means that this spirit has a throne in heavenly places. He doesn't need to enter you to be in charge. This kind of spirit, their demand is not possession. Their need is not possession. Their need is control. Their need is influence. Listen, are you with me? Now, the reason is this. What motivated their fall is what they are still seeking. And remember, before Satan fall, we know that if one thought fell with him, it means that their desire, the desire of Satan is their desire. And what was the desire of Satan? He said, I will take my throne to where? The size of the north. It means that governmental rulership and governmental influence in the spirit that will manifest in the natural is what Satan sought. And that is what those demon spirits sought with him, thinking that if they are in league with him, they will act. When Satan wins, they too will also. Are you getting the point? So when Satan fell, all of them fell with him, but it doesn't mean that their desire has left. Or has Satan's desire left? Up till now, Satan is still seeking for the ways to establish his throne. And the Bible told us a season will come, he will raise somebody like Christ, and that will be called what? Antichrist. It will mean that he is still trying to see if he can achieve that. That means those demons, those spirits that fell with him are still trying to achieve what was in their heart before they fell with him. Are you getting the point? So their pursuit is not necessarily a body. Their pursuit is government, rulership, and throne. They still want to set their thrones. So if you read the Bible well, show me Ephesians chapter 1, the last two verses. And is in Ephesians, is in Colossians, is in many places. Quickly, don't have time. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him. 21. Now, are you seeing it again? Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. 2, 3, 4 is enough. Are you seeing it? Satan tricked man to fall, and what God gave man is what? Dominion. Are you seeing it? So there are spirits. They are not identified by any other thing but by what they sought and where they are sitting. So when you come and say that Jesus is the Christ of God. It means that the Christ is first of all where he is sitting. Are you getting the point? That means that these spirits are identified from by where they are sitting. And what they can do, are you hearing what I'm saying? What they can do and the power they have is dependent on that throne where they are sitting. Where they are sitting. Are you getting it? And remember, of course, I need to tell you that they are not the ones that engineered it by themselves. God gave many of those fallen angels, fallen demons, demonic spirits, those abilities and thrones to represent on his behalf. Are you not reading the Bible? The Bible said that there is an angel that in the book of Revelation that stood and one of his leg is on water and one of his leg on ground. What do you call that one? That is what you call dominion. That's what you call, that's not, are you getting it? So these angels, this spirit angel do like this and you will be having earthquake in water. Are you seeing it? That means that spirit has been kept in charge. Are you getting it? The Bible said there is an angel that did his hand like this and how many stars fell. That means, are you with me? That stars, group of stars are kept in charge of, certain angels keep stars. Are you now seeing where I'm going? So they, by the authority of God and power of God, they were given to be in charge of certain things and certain places and certain territories. Huh? And when man fell, man handed over many of those territories of the earth to Satan. And there are territories of heavens. I will still teach you. When the Bible says heavens, it means that there is more than. If you have studied English language, when somebody says heavens, it means that it is more than what? One. So, when they say heavenly places, you need to know that it is not the heaven of God. That is the heaven that is atmospheric. The heaven that is what? Up. Are you getting the point? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So, get back to it. I want to just tie up this thing. Say after me, principalities. Principalities are demon spirits that is in charge of physical locations. Prince over palities. Prince over locations. Territories. Where are you from? Yes. Huh? Where in Enugu now? Ezag. Good. Do you know there is a spirit that Ezago people worship? How did they start worshiping that spirit? I know they offer sacrifices, but my point is this. Are you getting the point? That spirit is in charge of that territory. In fact, nothing will happen until they have consulted the spirit. Are you getting the point? You have seen that in that context that Satan has achieved the desire that was in his heart. So through these principalities, he is able to hold down small localities for himself. Because I hope you know that Satan is not omnipresent. Are you with me? Satan is not what? Omnipresent. So he holds down different territories by the presence of these principalities. Prince over what? Palities. So when you come to Ogidi, there is a prince over there. Are you getting the point? He is keeping that territory for Satan. And anytime a man rises to try to engineer a different civilization from the one that spirit pioneers, you will see confrontation. The spirit will not take it lightly with you. Now, this is what will happen. If a prince is in charge of territory, that means that there are servants that answer to him. And many times, depending on the ranking of the spirit over a palliative, you will see thousands of demons. The Bible made us to understand that the spirit that bound the Decapolis is a legion. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, they asked him, what's your name? He said, I am legion, because we are what? Many. And the Bible made us to understand that spirit, Jesus came, when the spirit was cast out, was dealt with, the Bible made us to understand that the Decapolis, the man, spoke to the Decapolis and they came and heard the gospel. So that when the man
turned to Jesus. A whole 10 cities turned to God because a demon, a spiritual warfare was won. If you don't understand this, you can do crusade and outreach without results. Huh? The principality of the territory has not been brought down. You will preach and do ministry till you get bad head. Then your church members will not be more than two. And you are doing the right thing. You are not getting me. I will still teach you. The Bible spoke about the church at Pergamos. He said that your church is located at the headquarters of Satan. And you are busy doing ministry in the headquarters of the Bible said he Satan even killed some of them. So pastor will be doing ministry and die. And you will say, God that brought has taken. Which God? God that brought has what? Which God? God did not bring and take anything. It's demon spirits. Oh my God. Once you want to rise in a different mode, higher than what they have detected, they will make your life miserable until you submit to them. Have you not heard it? I see you name it. What is it? It means that you are trying to rebel from the authority of a demon spirit that is a prince over a polity. And then they are forcing you to align. It's a force. And when you refuse to align, they will be scattering things for you. I am no aga. When they were more. Sometimes the reason why what is happening in your family is happening is because you decided to rebel. And then the powers of your family want to teach you a lesson. But something will happen. You will be the one to teach Satan a lesson. They are powerful. Things happen. I entered Brazil as soon as we came into the immigration. People were entering. Give me some. There is a comment that I will stop here. As we are entering the immigration, people were stopping. You know, people were being released and you will show your credentials. I showed my own. Everything is complete. They told me come to one side. I said, why? Why do I need to come to one side? They are busy checking. They even called many things. I say, what is happening? God told me, don't you know that the demons, that principalities that withstand men from entering into the layers of their destiny. Do you know in that my father's church in the village, how many times did white people come? So many of them, they invited him to come abroad many years ago. This was who, if we think it's an event that happened, somebody died. Nobody died, he said, I'm stopping you. When I was there thinking it was something normal, they were asking me a question, I was answering. And God told me, Satan, he has paid you a visit now. What do you want to do about it? I just pulled my head to the side. I said, Satan, I know you. I know you. Sir, get down.